Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
We got to spend time with the coach, and that is Arthur Smith, who stops by Dukes and Bell.
I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway, just because I'm a big, I'm a Ritter guy. It's not a fantasy question, but would you ever put a package in for the guy to get him some reps, or is that just you, Marcus just gives you your best chance, and that's not an option?
Different players that have different skill sets. That's not something right now that you're looking to do. Doesn't mean that it'll stay that way forever.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game.
Arthur Smith joining us at 5 o'clock. That was Mike asking him what he said he was going to ask him all week.
Yeah.
And that was a package for Desmond Ridder.
And he did mention that once Tannehill did get the job in Nashville, they still had packages for Mariota up there with the Titans, for what it's worth.
So. Yeah, and I said this to Mike, and we'll tell you what the Braves did today and what's going on. We'll let you hear from Snit after they win the division last night. Aaron Judge breaks the record. But, Mike, I was saying, when we were talking after Arthur went off today, and all the interviews, by the way, online at Odyssey.com, I said I think Ridder and Marcus Mariota, just from an athletic standpoint, just close your eyes, not if you're driving, from an athletic standpoint, they're very similar. And I don't know if they're different enough. When you see this in college or even at what Arthur Smith's talking about,
right,
you have two different styles of quarterbacks if you're talking about putting a package in. I think Ridder can run. Guys, Ridder was fast at Cincinnati. He started a lot of games. Mm-hmm. We know this. But athletically, I think they're very similar. Now, is Marcus a better athlete? Well, he won the Heisman. I mean, maybe he is. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do that's that much different with Ridder that you would do with Marcus Mariota?
It's nothing. I just want to get Ridder on the field. I'm using package as a code, to be honest with you. Because, guys, I heard Arch today on the show with Andy. Yeah, Wes came on yesterday. If Mariota can clean up the stupid mistakes, I wouldn't be asking for Ridder out there. I mean, Mariota has helped us win games. He's nearly lost us some games, and he's lost us some games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where it's at. If he can elevate his game, clean up the mistakes, stop losing snaps late in the game, and if he can do that against Tampa Bay, I'll stop pushing the Ridder agenda. To me, I'm just not sold that he's a clear-cut guy. I know the fifth time I'll say it. I know the ceiling here. Don't know what I've got with Ridder. Would like to know before the season's over.
Yeah, Coach answered the question, though. And
it ain't happening.
No, and listen, he just talked about the fact that the backup quarterback is the most popular guy on every team. And listen, it's always been that way. The problem is when you draft a guy, you give the fan base an excitement level that we want to see what this guy has. Pittsburgh is about to see that with Kenny Pickett. Now, they're going to stay the course because he's a top pick. He's a first-rounder, but they're about to see what that looks like. So, good stuff from Coach today, and he talked about how important this game is, and it is. It's an important game. Guys, we're sitting at 2-2. You go beat the Bucs this weekend? I think you're opening the eyes of a lot of people around the league to say, okay, maybe we were wrong about the NFC South. It's not the end of the season, and certainly it's not the rivalry we have with the Saints, but it is a big game if you can go down there and find a way to get it done, especially coming off of two victories, one on the road at Seattle and then at home against the Browns. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike. A couple of things going on. First, obviously, the Braves win the division. It feels good. You just heard Alex Anthopoulos in the 5 o'clock hour, Braves general manager, talking about where this team is moving forward and why we are where we are. But I do want you to hear the final call last night as they wrap this thing up.
In the air right, Ronald is there, and the Braves have won East.
It was so much fun to see our guys celebrate again last night, Mike, courtesy of Bally Sports there. And Snit was talking about what makes this team so special in his eyes, and we got another chance to go win another World Series.
Because those guys, they're an amazing group. I said they're the battle-tested guys. They never stop believing in themselves, their work ethic, the consistency with which they come.
Yeah, I mean, we can't say enough. And if you're just joining us, however you're accessing the show, smart speaker, in the car, wherever you're at.
Right.
This was historic, guys. It really was. Since June 1st, to go 78-33, 700 clip, winning clip. All the things that went right for our team falling into place. And then you get all the guys that are young, the rookies on this team, living up to it. Michael Harris is going to win the Rookie of the Year. You know, Strider has been unbelievable. And you heard Alex say that hopefully Mikey next week's going to be a big week for him. But right. I expect him to be back for the playoffs.
I mentioned earlier in the show, Peter Moylan last night on Bally Sports was talking about the difference because he's been throwing on flat ground. And I'm like, well, that's interesting because he talked about Moylan. Once you're on the mound, and now you're starting to torque your body. Your torso's starting to move as you're coming through, and that's where he says the oblique will truly get tested. So the good news is because we won, as you just pointed out, more time for Strider to get right. It doesn't sound like we're going to see Ozzy, though, in this series against either the Cards or Phillies, and hopefully we'll see him against whoever we play in the NLCS.
All right, the other thing that happened, and we got some other news notes that we need to get to, including Auburn talking a little noise about Georgia. I'm going to tell you about that. But Aaron Judge, home run 62, Mike, where are you at on this? Where you at? Happened last night.
Yes. I know that every year, Carl, when we talk about spring training and we go around all the big storylines in Major League Baseball, I asked you, Carl, who's going to win or maybe break the American League single season home run record?
We never talk about
that. That's right, because no one gives a crap. If Aaron Judge played for the Oakland A's or the Tampa Bay Rays, no one would give a crap. But because he plays for the Yankees, oh, in the tradition of Babe Ruth and Roger Maris, oh, home run record is 73, was 70. I mean, no one cares, but it's New York, it's ESPN, Yankees drive the bus, so we get this jammed down our throat. If this was the frickin' moon landing, I'm about to step off the lander now. It's one small, and now we cut live to Texas as Aaron Judge is at bat. With a chance at home run 62.
Let's hear Aaron Judge hit 62 last night.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him.
Oh.
Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run.
There it is. John Sterling with the call. And I asked Chris early because Chris was watching this. Yep. And I said, why didn't Sterling do his Judgian blast? He didn't do his traditional call because it was a record or a milestone.
Yeah, he piled the schmaltz on because, you know, it's a big, big for Yankee fans. I don't know anyone west of the Hudson River who gives a flip, but hey, man, there you have it.
All right, man. What else is happening? I got to say this. Auburn is talking a little noise. We talk with our man, Connor Riley. Brandon Council is the center for Auburn. He came out today and basically said, if you start off fast against Georgia, run the ball against them and keep them out of third down packages, we could demolish them.
Demolish?
Demolish them. That's what he said.
You. Whoa. Rewind. Missouri's fat boy kicks the field goal and you didn't get past them. You're going to demolish Georgia and Sanford Stadium?
That's what he said. If you start off fast, run the ball and keep them out of the third down packages, We could demolish them. I believe that personally. Here's the other thing he said, Mike, and I thought this was interesting. He said, right now, Brandon Council, center for Auburn, right now they don't have that much depth due to the injuries in the interior D-line. The guys that do come out, I don't think they trust them.
Wow, Brandon really looking for a gig at SEC Network replacing Ryan Baldwin. Holy, he's dropping some hammers
and
here,
and then
man.
He says, if we keep them out of the third downs, all right, where they can't bring packages and have their main guys on the field, we're just going to run the ball on them all day because they're going to get tired. His words, not mine.
All right, I mean, that is big talk from a team whose coach is on this close to getting fired thin ice. Interesting. Well,
what's the number?
The number is 29.5, and you and I, let's be honest, despite the fact we got a kick out of that man's hype, we're probably going to take Auburn. I don't see Georgia right now covering 29.5. I got to be honest with you. The kid's onto something right there. Team, look, they slept walking.
You know what you just did? I can't believe he would say that. I'm taking Auburn.
I'm with him. But you know what? Philosophically, we're aligned. He's making some points. I can buy it.
All right. We're going behind enemy lines. We're heading down to Tampa. What's the latest with Tom Brady? Julio.
Who?
And everything else that's going on with the Bucks next.
This is Sean.
It's time to go behind enemy lines. We're bringing you all the intel for the Falcons' opposition.
Brady Jarrett blasted it.
Only on Dukes and Bell.
Let's head to Tampa Bay. They are our next opponent. Falcons head coach Arthur Smith coming on. Came on today with us here on Dukes and Bell. He knows it's a big game. Both teams sitting at 2-2, but our guest, Mike, Greg Allman, writes for The Athletic. He covers the Bucks down there. And I got to talk about the big news of the day. Cole Beasley retiring. Okay, it's not that big. I mean, come on. Greg, what's the deal with Cole? Did he not want to play? What's going on with Cole Beasley?
Yeah, and he hasn't really said why. He played four snaps on Sunday and had one target for 5 yards. So I don't know if that might not be the role he had envisioned. You know, they kind of needed short-term help, and as everybody gets healthy, he probably wasn't going to see the field that much.
Right.
But still kind of surprised. Thought, you know, at least, you know, if he doesn't have a lot of offers, I figured he'd at least kind of be a sixth receiver and maybe ride along for a postseason run or something.
Right. Well, the plucky white wide receiver story aside, obviously pretty busy week for you down there, Greg. As, you know, we said this just viewing it from afar here in Atlanta. It just looks a little weird down in Tampa. The offense looks weird without Gronkowski. Everything looks just like off a step down there right now.
Yeah, I think they're still kind of finding themselves. I mean, Brady's had kind of a revolving door at receiver in that Mike Evans is there, and then he's suspended, and Julio's there, gets hurt in week one, comes back, and even Sunday was kind of hurt when he was there. Chris Godwin had missed two games. So I don't think he's had really the full arsenal for more than about a half at a time, and it kind of shows. I mean, first three games, they had three touchdowns total, which is not what they're used to here. And even Sunday, I mean, they scored 31 points, but early on they were still struggling. They're down 21-3. So, yeah, they just kind of haven't found each other yet. New offensive line, still kind of coming together on the left side. But as they get healthier, they'll certainly get better as things go.
I think the bigger question for the Falcons this week is what happened to the Tampa defense against the Chiefs? They got gouged for almost 200 yards. Was it 190?
Right.
Running the football. The Falcons ran the ball well last week. What is Todd Bowles saying about his defense?
Yeah, I mean, they played very poorly against the run. I mean, especially first down. I think first down, the Chiefs had 9 first down runs of 7 yards or longer. Just makes it really easy to keep moving the chains the whole day. And the Bucs obviously dodged something, you know, with Cordell Patterson going on IR. I think that helps. But if you look at what the rookie, you know, if you look at what Huntley's done, they ran the ball really well Sunday as well. So they'll have their hands full. I think the defensive line, you know, kind of got moved around, probably wasn't the most gap sound on Sunday, and really never found a way to solve it. I mean, like you said, they rushed for, I think, 189, 187 yards, you know, ran the ball 37 times. So, again, you know, you do that, and then you face a team like Atlanta, even missing their leading rusher. It's a top-5 run game right now. So it's a big concern and something they've got to turn around quick, or Sunday will be a problem for them.
Talking with Greg Allman, guys. He works for The Athletic down in Tampa Bay. Bucks, by the way, are a 9-point favorite on Sunday against the Falcons, open at 10.5. So we'll see if this is going to be a higher-scoring game. The over-under is set at 48. The offensive line, obviously you guys had injuries at the center. Is the offensive line as good as it was in previous seasons?
No, I mean, they, you know, they lost two Pro Bowlers. You know, Ali Marpet, their left guard, retired, and then they lost Ryan Jensen, their center, on the second day of training camp. You know, so that was a problem. They've just now gotten, you know, their left tackle, Donovan Smith, who's been the starter or whatever, 7-8 years. He just came back from an elbow injury and then should kind of be back to normal on Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, their left guard is a rookie who has 4 career starts, and their center is a second-year guy who has 4 career starts. So they're kind of getting by right now. You know, I think those guys are going to get better as the year goes on, but there's some growing pains right now. They've done fairly well in terms of sacks. I mean, Brady hasn't gotten sacked that much, but I think you're seeing Brady a little nervous, getting rid of the ball quickly. Not a lot of downfield passing right now. Just, you know, I think they're in survival mode to some extent, and that might change, and they might start throwing the ball downfield more as they get healthier at receiver and as they kind of have more confidence in this offensive line. But Yeah, I think somebody had a stat on plays of 10 yards or longer, and the Bucs are, I think, fourth lowest in the NFL, which is not what we're used to in this offense.
I'm looking at the report for today, Greg. Todd Bowles took the day off for a personal day. Brady was not at practice. Who's practicing down
there? Who's minding the store, man?
I mean, Logan yep. Ryan's out. Akeem Hicks is out. Cameron Brake concussed. Who's down there practicing?
Brady was actually at practice. It's weird. Even when he's not practicing, he's still there. He was throwing a little bit. He doesn't necessarily take days off very well. But, yeah, lots of key figures getting held out. This is a team that's still dealing with a lot of nagging injuries. Most of the guys kind of are playing through it. I don't think they'll have Akeem Hicks, which is not what you want to hear against a good running team. I don't know that they'll have Logan Ryan, who has a foot injury. Cam Brate, who's probably their best tight end by default right now, is dealing with a concussion. So, yeah, they've got all kinds of issues. And again, some of them you can kind of push through and play on Sunday, but some of them probably won't.
Talking about the Bucs and the Falcons, guys, big matchup on Sunday. Tied, we are tied for first in this division. Greg Allman is with us from The Athletic down in Tampa Bay. Obviously, Julio's got tons of fans here in Atlanta. We know that Julio, at this stage of his career, is not likely to play more than 10 or 12
Who?
Games. Julio.
Oh.
But I always thought they could use – you mentioned Gronk earlier. I thought that they could use him in that role, kind of work him down the seam. He's always been able to move the chains for the Falcons. If he's healthy, he seems like he'd be the perfect fit for what you guys need right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's been the big if with Julio for the last 2-3 years, is if he's healthy. So right now
– Tell us about it.
He had that – things that I don't have to tell you guys.
Tell us about it.
You go back, yeah.
It's
you go back to the opener in Dallas. He has this, 48-yard catch, which is great, but he hits his knee on the turf and basically out 3 weeks as a result. So, I think that they kind of pulled him early Sunday. They tried to deep ball on the first play of the second half, and then it looked like he just wasn't in a position to be running full speed. But practice today. I would think, given who they're playing Sunday, he'll want to give it a go.
Oh, yeah.
But you really won't know. You really won't know until Sunday. I know you guys have heard this before. what Julio is going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah, Greg, he'll be out in pregame catching balls 12 feet up in the air in the back of the end zone, dropping both feet down, and then it'll be game time and he won't play. That's usually how this thing works. It is interesting. I think as we talk about what the Bucs need to do to have success, what is it for you? Despite all the injuries and everything coming into this game against the Falcons, what do you think they have to do to have success?
I mean, they have to get better at line of scrimmage. I mean, in terms of the run game, you think about Sunday. I mean, Pat Mahomes aside, you give up 189 rushing yards and you rush for three. That's not normally a recipe for success. So, especially early on, they've got to keep the Falcons' ground game in check. The time of possession was 40 to 20 on Sunday, which is silly, and that's just going to run your defense ragged. So, no, they have to come out a lot stronger. They haven't really been a good starting team. Even in those first three games when they had, were giving up 9 points a game, which is outstanding, they were giving up points on every opening drive. I mean, they've given up touchdowns on the last two opening drives. They haven't stopped anybody out of the gates yet. So you really just don't want to have that where you're digging a hole and it takes a quarter to get the defense to kind of figure things out. So stronger start will be a big help. They've got the talent where they can probably outgun the Falcons if they have to. I don't know that they want to, though.
And, Greg, obviously the big story is Brady, and we've always felt the guy can compartmentalize anything. Going back to his time in the Patriots, time with his mom.
You're about to talk about Giselle?
Yeah, I mean, he seems, when he said, "I'm dealing with real-life blank," earlier this summer, it just seemed like even Tom just doesn't seem like the same old dude. It just seems like even Tom can succumb to the kind of pressures he's dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, like he said, he's kind of got a lot going on. And to be, at 45, dealing with injuries, dealing with kind of the work-life balance that we all deal with in our jobs, you don't expect, a guy with the success he's had to be dealing with that, but he is. So it's one of those where, I think football, especially if you can get football to where they're playing well, not just winning, but playing well, that's going to be easier. It's just right now, he's got a lot going on, isn't necessarily in the best shape physically. So there's a lot of different areas where things can improve for him. He's only thrown one pick in four games.
Hmm.
He's been 2-2 before and won Super Bowls three times,
yeah.
Had a 2-2 start.
Yeah.
But, these next three games with the Falcons, Steelers, Panthers are three games they really should win. If they're not 5-2, then you can kind of stop worrying about the Bucs being a top seed in the NFC or a team that's going to be hosting playoff games beyond the first weekend.
Greg, great job. Greg Allman, follow him, guys. He writes for The Athletic, covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Should be an interesting game on Sunday, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. Enjoy the game.
You got it. And again, I think, you know, he's being polite, but they're going to try to make Marcus Mariota beat him.
Mike, they're an injured animal. We've got to go hunt Sunday. Guys, I'm being serious. Did you just hear what he said? Brady's got all this stuff going on. All right? They're injured. This is an injured animal. We need to go hunt on Sunday.
Haven't you ever watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom? An animal's most dangerous when he's injured.
Listen.
When an animal is cornered and injured, that's when he's most dangerous.
Everybody is banged up. And I'm not just talking about Julio. Guys, I'm being serious right now. If you're not going to go down and take advantage of this situation right now, at this point in the season, it's not happening. And by the way, Brady's never lost to us.
But that said, it's going to come down to Hawaiian Punch can't drop the football, okay? Mariota needs to give me four quarters because the GOAT is still going to throw for some scores on us.
Mike, they haven't stopped anybody in their opening drives. They're starting out games bad. They can't stop the run. This is an injured animal.
You grew up in Texas. You know that an animal, when he's injured, is most dangerous. That's when anything can happen.
You've got to go seek him out and finish him. All right, let's get to tonight's game winner.
Okay, Mr. Double Tap. Tonight's game winner, 404-741-0922. I got it. It's simple. Your favorite animal show. Whether it's on Discovery or on National Geographic, your favorite host, you know what I mean? Maybe it was, you know.
I like those sea shows where they like the ocean and they go in. And I say that like the series, like, you know, Discovery.
Yeah, David Attenborough.
Oh, love it.
Hero of the Barrier Reef.
Love it.
So what do you watch when you're watching Critters in Nature? There we go.
Shark Week.
Who doesn't love Shark Week?
Okay.
Folk.
Did not like Sharknado, though.
741. I know one liked it. Hey, man, that's tonight's game winner. Rawr. Quartered animal.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We gotta finish them.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Yeah, man. Game winner brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Carl says the Buccaneers are a wounded animal. And I say we got to be careful.
They're injured, Mike.
Yeah, an injured animal is always, Carl. Very dangerous, especially if they have rabies. So be careful out there. Hey, by the way, speaking of critters, which gets us to tonight's game winner, your favorite animal show or animal-related stuff on TV... the Hawks are out there in the Middle East, in Abu Dhabi. They're over there by Yas Marina, where the Formula One races. That's where the arena is. They'll be playing the Bucks. Pictures are up. I tweeted. I think you tweeted, too. DeJounte Murray and Trae Young riding camels.
Cool.
Apropos, because it's hump day.
It's a cool trip for everybody, man, honestly. Because you're not going to go over there and play during the regular season. You may never get a chance to go back over there. Right. It's a cool trip.
A lot of NBA guys are there. Shaq's over there. Pretty cool. They got a whole thing set up. 11 a.m., by the way, if you're, you know, got extra lunch time or you're just hanging out at the house or maybe you just don't work for a living. But anyway, it'll be on NBA TV, Carl, at 11 if you want to catch the Giannis and Trey and the Bucks and the Hawks.
I love it, man. And by the way, people are picking Milwaukee to win it again.
Chris just said my ear Trey is now questionable with a sore bum from riding the camel.
He might be.
Hey, man, who's our first customer tonight? Swede, your favorite critter-related TV show. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, over the years, I guess it's been Animal Kingdom. But there was also a show years ago. I can't remember the name of it. But it was like early Sunday morning with Charles Kuralt. Had some wonderful animal things on. And then, of course, now the Discovery Channel has consistently good shows with it.
Cool.
Love your show. And, Mike, I agree with you about this Yankees and Aaron Judge business.
Thank you, Sweet. You're a visionary. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, man, it's our Eagles game winner. What do you got? Our favorite show? I mean, by the way, Shark Week is always a big hit. I'm with you there. I watch that stuff with the meerkats. Those things I always get a kick out of.
That's
you
know fun. What I mean? Yeah, I just think those.
Meerkat man.
Those series they do when they, you know, they're talking about dolphins or whales or whatever, right. And they show you footage you'll never get a chance to see. It's incredible.
Who's up next, Chris? Rodman. And by the way, nice job, Chris, who's producing engineering with Squid Billy got a day off. Hey, Rod, what you got for us, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Okay, growing up, there were only two programs on TV that brought my household to a screeching halt. Soul Train and Mutual of Omaha.
You know what? Good
Using
call.
Using Sunday night, right? Using the Sundays?
Good call, yeah. Yeah, Soul Train was on Saturday morning. You had to get the house clean before Soul Train came on. The Soul!
I was a little kid, man.
My brothers and sisters, they'd be like, clean up your room! And they'd be fussing at me because they wanted to watch it. I was like a little dude, man.
I always loved the three-piece suits with Don Cornelius with a big mic. He was always the coolest.
Don was a man. He was a dude.
And the scramble board. Hey, man.
It was great.
Who's up next, Chris? Mark, hey, man. Favorite animal show. What you got?
Oh, first of all, I don't even remember the name of the show, but it had the coolest music. Doom, 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 doom.
National Geographic?
And then... No, this was back in the day. This was 35, 40 years ago.
Okay.
It might be Mutual of Omaha. But then also, the dude that was like 1,000 years old and still in the ocean, Jacques Cousteau.
Good call.
I know that not everybody likes the Wes Anderson movies, but The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou and Bill Murray as like the Jacques Cousteau type character. That movie, I mean, not everybody's cup of tea, but it makes me chuckle.
Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah, we all grew up watching that.
But he invented all the scuba diving stuff that you use now. If you're a scuba diver, it's incredible to think the adventures he went on, man. And they'd hold their breath, Mike, off of France and just go down and dive. Yeah. And he lost friends. His story is incredible.
Today, my son Philippe, we dive off of the Maldives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was amazing stuff. John, by the way, I did not use that little nugget. John's got a hell of a factoid involving the Braves and how the season could have ended today. I'll let you save it for the pro. I did not steal your material, but
I'll use it right here. It's not a big deal. I mean, you know, supposedly Max Fried was going to pitch today, right, if they had to clinch, Carl?
Yeah.
I heard Joe Simpson say that he talked to Max, and he looked awful. He's still dealing with that flu that he had last week. And Max Fried told him he would have pitched today, but he didn't have any idea how long he could have gone today. Can you imagine?
So still dealing with the effects of the stomach.
Yeah.
Thing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So this time off's going to do him well.
Yeah. He said he looked bad. Hey, let me ask you guys
conversely,
a real quick
question. I hear Joe Simpson, my stomach starts to hurt.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah. Well, that whole broadcast. But anyway, so the Atlanta chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America voted for like the MVP of the Braves. Who would your guys' vote have been?
Michael Harris.
For the Braves season this year?
Yes.
Harris, Dansby, or Riley for me.
Okay, because they went their votes was Riley 1, Dansby 2, Harris 3.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. I don't know how Harris isn't number one. Right. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like,
He saved your season.
Yeah.
Dansby was so good all year, too.
I know. And so was Riley. And Riley carried them in the early. But, man.
Here's the deal. This is why I would agree with you with Harris. And I'm going to listen because I always do on my way home. He's coming up at 7 o'clock. We're talking about John Chuckery. If Dansby and Riley did what they did without Harris, I don't know if we're here.
Right.
You still needed someone else to elevate their game.
And by the way, he didn't just go out and be your DH or anything like that.
Right. Every day.
He's going to win the Gold Glove in center field.
Every day.
A Gold Glove center fielder because Ronnie's hurt all year and this guy and that guy and flailing around.
And had as many clutch at bats as Dansby did. Don't know what the story was with him in the middle of the lineup, if that was extra pressure, but we'll see how. I think he'll be back in the regular bottom of the lineup in the playoffs.
What guest you got coming up, by the way?
Torrey McElhaney. Going to join us for our Wednesday conversation. We'll talk some Braves with Chris Willis as well.
Awesome, man. Stay right there. John Chuckery's coming up. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, for coming on today. Interviews online at Odyssey.com. Coach Arthur Smith stopped by as well. Go hear what he has to say about the Buccaneers. And Mike asked the question, can we get a package for Desmond Ridder? He answered it. Go hear what he had to say. Tomorrow we've got our regulars and a special guest to stop by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You will want to be here, dog fans.
Well, should I shave?
Well, you'll be all right.
Okay.
That is tomorrow, and we'll talk plenty more about the Braves. Season's going to be over, regular season. And then we can start to focus on a lot of the things we've been talking about. This playoff roster, some of the things we're concerned about. We'll get into all of that tomorrow. Make sure you're here on a big Thursday show. Mm. Hey, Turtle, great job today. Both duties, executive producing and engineering the show. Bo's back tomorrow. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, every day I wake up and I read the news and I feel like the world is just continuing to spin off its axis. The fan who ran onto the field the other night during the Rams 49ers game.
Yeah.
Has filed a police report against Bobby Wagner.
You're kidding me.
Bobby Wagner, who laid him out.
You went to his job!
With an assist from Tack McKinley. Abe Powell, and again, this is one of these animal rights wackos from Berkeley that doesn't want you eating bacon anymore. This is the guy who runs on the field illegally. Players, security don't know if you've got a weapon. So if you got your ass kicked by Bobby Wagner, you brought it on yourself, you moron.
Unbelievable. Braves' fifth straight division championship. Guys, appreciate this. Don't take it for granted. Don't think this is where we're going to be for the rest of our lives. It was great in the 90s, and many of you weren't even here in the 90s. So now here we are again with a chance to win another world championship. Falcons went to the Super Bowl. We saw Atlanta United win. We saw the Dogs win a chip for the first time in 40 years. We've seen the Hawks not only get better but become relevant and have star power. This is a special time in the ATL. I hope you're taking it all in. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
My God, you're being attacked by a honey badger.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.